Exercise 2B, page 23.
Oscar Wilde, The Canterville Ghost. When Mr. Hiram B. Otis, the American ambassador, bought Canterville Chase, everyone told him it was a very foolish thing to do, as the place was haunted. At 11 o'clock, the family went to bed, and by 1:30, all the lights were out. Sometime after, Mr. Otis woke up because of a noise outside his room. It sounded like the clank of metal. He got up at once, struck a match, and looked at the time. It was exactly 1 o'clock. Mr. Otis was quite calm. The strange noise continued, and with it he heard the sound of footsteps. He put on his slippers, took a small bottle out of his dressing case, and opened the door. Right in front of him, he saw an old man. He looked terrible. His eyes were red, his hair was long and grey, his clothes were old-fashioned and dirty, and there were handcuffs and rusty chains on his wrists and ankles.
"My dear sir," said Mr. Otis, "those chains need oiling. Here, take this small bottle of lubricant. I will leave it here for you, and I will give you more if you need it."
With these words, the ambassador put the bottle down on a marble table and went back to bed, closing the door behind him.